is entitled The Paganization of America. The Paganization of America, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, our paganization is almost complete. You wait till I get through preaching. Our text ought to begin in Psalm 79. The Lord gave me this revelation in a motel my wife and I were staying in Philadelphia about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The Holiday Inn, North Philadelphia. Here's the text, Psalm 79 and 1. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to me to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that are not called by thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. In verse 10 then says, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servant, which is shed. In the Bible, there's nothing more common that the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ using the word heathen. You look in the dictionary and you'll find the word heathen and pagan are virtually synonymous. Give you the definition of a heathen, not from the unabridged, but from an abridged dictionary. The word pagan, I'll take that first. The word pagan means an irreligious person who is religious. Oh boy, what a definition. An irreligious person who is religious. A heathen, secondly, and thirdly, an idolater. An idolater. I like that first part of that definition. A religious person or an irreligious person who is religious. Boy, now that smacks of the truth. A pagan is an irreligious person. He won't live by the Bible. He won't keep God's commandments. He's irreligious in his practices, in his lifestyle, but he is very religious. Now, boy, that is a monster. Lord, have mercy. David, the great prophet, laments and says, O God, the heathen are come into your inheritance. The heathen has defiled your sanctuary. He's come right in the church on us, O Lord. Help us, my God, help us. The heathens, the pagans, have invaded the church. That's true in America and all the Western world. My Lord, have mercy. The heathen is not out here in the brothels and honky-tonks and the football stadiums and places like that anymore altogether. The churches are just as full of heathens as these places of amusement are, because the churches have brought themselves down into the category of being an entertainment system that caters to the whims and wishes of the irreligious who act religious, who fill the churches of today. God, they come in there with a cigarette. They're stinking lifestyles that are heathen and pagan and irreligious and has no concept of the Bible anywhere near it. There is no sign of righteousness anywhere in evidence. But yet they're religious. They joined the church. They've come into your inheritance, Lord. They've defiled your holy temple. They defile the temple, this temple, and this temple too. They're defiling everything, coming right into God's inheritance. We are aware of the pollutions that they've brought into vogue, into our sick society. I don't want to get on all of that. There's always been sinners. There's always been mavericks in America, in the Western world, that always rebelled against discipline and law and order and the Word of God and its teachings. There's always been the characters that you've seen in recent decades that or a review, a historical review of early American life, perhaps before the Civil War, or at least before World War II, of the gay days that you hear about, the gay 90s and the roaring 20s and the Wild West. We have our Wyatt Earps, we have our gun smokes, and you look at all of the gambling and drinking and sex and all of the bloodshed and violence that has filled the pages of America's history. And you know, as you go clear on back to Bible days, that violence and warfare and hatred and sex has always been here. It started even in the Garden of Eden, the cleanest place there was on the earth. And it's got in the cleanest place that was left on the earth, and that's in the church. And that's what I want to get on, because paganization begins in the church of Jesus Christ. Paganization don't begin in the bar room or the brothel, prostitution. I've heard that said many times, that prostitution is the oldest of all the world's, what do you call it? Professions. That prostitution is the world's oldest profession. It didn't start in the 20th century. It didn't start in the 70s or 80s. It started back before recorded history, except in the Bible we have some recordings of it. And we know how it got into the church among God's people. We know how it corrupted the generation that Noah was in. It didn't corrupt the generation that brought about the paganization and the subsequent judgments of God that always follow the paganization of the church. It started among the sons of God, who saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose of them worldly girls, that corrupted them, that polluted them, that brought them down into the idolatry of the heathen and the pagans that they were surrounded by. It came into the church and among the sons of God. Paganization always begins in the church. And it always begins with the church leaders who either become dumb or weak. God have mercy. 1 John 2, verses 18 and 19 said, little children, it's the last time, and as you've heard, that Antichrist shall come. And even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know it's the last time. Well, what is it doing, all this perverting and subverting and paganizing? It's the spirit of Antichrist in our day. I don't know what they call the spirit back in the day before Jesus Christ, but it was a seducing spirit. It's always been around. The devil's always had his representatives that came and polluted and defiled and corrupted everything that God had made pure. He got in the garden before God could ever get civilization started good. The devil showed up, and he corrupted and polluted and seduced Eve and brought about the wretched morbidness that we ourselves have inherited from our ancestry. We inherit it. We were born into it. And the only deliverance is what we've been hearing Brother Douglas preach, is to become sanctified, made holy, and lifted and exalted above this terrible degradation and degeneracy that is everywhere the mark of the civilization that we were born into. We didn't have no choice about it. I'd like to have been born in heaven. Praise God. The only one fellow that ever got, well, he was born on earth, but really his birth, well, if he ever had one, was in heaven. Praise God. It was ordained in heaven. That's where it all began. The plans for him to come was Jesus, to lift us above the paganizers and the paganization. But paganization begins in the church, and paganizers come out from the church. Let's get that next verse. 1 John 2, verse 19. They went out from us, for they were not of us. For had they been of us, they no doubt would have continued with us, but they went out from us, that it might be manifest they were not all of us. That's it. Paganization begins in the church, and paganizers come out of the church, and they try to stay in the church. They're in the assemblies, but they're not in the true church of Jesus Christ. The assemblies today are filled with heathens and pagans. And most of the time, you'll find a pagan in the pulpit.